Hey, everybody. What's happening, Jake?
How's it going, man?
It's been a minute. It feels like it's been a long time since I've been on this show.
Yeah, it's been a week, man. We had a long week.
I haven't talked to you in a while. I don't know if you realize this. Dude, that wasn't me on the show last week.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it had a mustache, and it sounded just like you.
Actually, if you go rewind the tape and look at it again, it was not me. Actually, Jess put a mustache on her face, took my hat, and apparently she gave me something at dinner time because, dude, I went up to the bedroom. Well, I actually started trying to go out to the studio where we record. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm about to do the podcast. Baby. And that's the last thing I remember saying. And I remember she touched my shoulder and like steered me towards the bedroom when I was like, mm-hmm. You know, it's like kind of getting excited, you know, I was like, oh, wow, yeah. Taking control. Next thing I know, wake up Monday morning, episodes drop, total facade. Like something happened, man.
Huh. I think she just wanted some one-on-one time with me.
I think, yeah, and she totally
even disguised as you. Yeah.
Totally fooled you.
I had no idea. Crazy.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah.
So I guess moral of the story, watch out for Jess. She's she's a drugger, I guess.
Yeah. Totally.
She's going to love this.
She's into that. She's into that stuff. Heavy. Like, I don't know what I really, you know, she's my wife, so I guess I'll let it slide.
Yeah. I don't know. There's probably a part of you that's into that too.
Nah, man. Nah, I'm good. Well, how was your week? Well, how was your last 2 weeks? Something's wrong. It just, I gotta get my wheels turning and get back into this thing.
Yeah.
How you good. Been, man?
Good. Yeah, we of course got back from Florida. Talked about that a little bit last week. But you were passed out in the bed.
Chained to the bed. I was chained up. The bed. I woke up and was like thrashing.
Yeah.
Wow. My podcast. No.
Yeah. So just kind of back to the normal week, back to the grind. You know, we're supposed to be playing all these sports now. Gary's playing baseball and flag football, but we haven't been able to get hardly any practices in because the weather's been so crappy. We had like a tornado this week.
Oh,
We had like rain all day, every day.
Hold up. Let's talk about the tornado.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there has been a lot go down. Also, that was last weekend, the tornado thing. Yeah.
It was like Tuesday.
Yeah. That was like during the week.
During the week.
So are you also, which you and Jess kind of missed it, the Upers in upper Wisconsin Midwest got dumped on.
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 feet of snow, like 100K people out of power during that same storm. Yeah. So that big heavy vein of, you know, that hit that like across the whole, you know, Midwest, eastern part of the country. Yeah. They got a bunch of snow. We were like in tornado mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a close one. We actually had two tornadoes touch down in our county. Mm-hmm. I don't know about, did you get any tornadoes in your county?
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We had two.
So. Everything here is flooded. The flooding is the big problem here. It's just everything's flooded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that was, but the thing about that storm is like everybody saw it coming. Like mm-hmm. the weathermen were on it. It wasn't like surprise tornadoes, but it was like agonizing, like the wait.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cause they told us about it like a week in advance.
It was one of them things like you hear this, you know, it makes your ears perk up when you hear all the weather crazies and mm-hmm. you got the storm chaser chase on Facebook sharing all of his, you know, maps and stuff. And you're like, that might be something. And dude, as that one just went along, it was just like real. It was becoming real life. Dude, eventually you know, we were watching the TV. I don't really have a basement. It's like a, I have like a crawl space, but I can get into it like in my house, like shorter. You have to crouch down to get in there. I'm listening to the radio. We get the National Weather Service. Dude, eventually they're like, you know, if you're in the Adamsville area, shelter now. Like tornadoes touching down, you need to seek shelter. And I'm like, crap, you know, it's a little different. It's just like you and your wife, and you're like real mobile, like you can move real quick. But dude, when you got three kids, we have a baby. I'm like, holy crap. So I cleared a bunch of space in the crawl space, and then we like, I shoved the nugget, which we've talked about this on previous episode, the little mattress thing. I shoved the nugget down in there. And I'm like, well, they say shelter. Like, that's what we're going to do. Like, I'm not just going to ignore it because it's hard to move three kids in a fast fashion. So we went in there, and my wife's kind of got anxiety anyway, but like I don't have a storm anxiety or stuff and stuff, but like what that one came down to ended up being a tornado hit 5 miles from my house. It's pretty damn close.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty damn close. So we were sheltering, and you know, my wife's shaking. She has anxiety anyway.
She should have just drugged herself.
Then I called up my brother before it started to hit. I'm like, hey, we're going to shelter. I said, if something hits our house, you know, I told him where we're sheltering in the crawl space. You know, me and Clay had this whole storm plan. I'm like, dude, I'm sheltering right by where my, like, it's going to be like where my outdoor water spigot is. We're like right behind it if we need dug out. Like, that's the type of crap.
Start there. Yeah.
That's where we will be, like, if you need to dig us out.
Yeah.
So I told Clayton, told me where he was gonna be in his house. I told him where me and my family's gonna be. Clayton's like, dude, he's like, you better put a sledgehammer down there. I'm like, sledgehammer? I'm like, why? He's like, because you need to beat yourself out of there. I'm like, that's a good idea. So actually, when he told
that is exactly that's perfectly Clayton. That's what he would. That's where his mind would be.
But think about it. Like, if your house collapses on you and you're stuck in your, like, crawl space, what are you going to do? Just sit there until you really could. Where I was sitting, if I had a sledgehammer, I could beat a hole out. So, anyways, now we have a sledgehammer in our tornado evacuation bunker. but luckily, the tornado didn't hit. We actually didn't even get any real wind is the crazy thing. Like,
yeah.
Dude, like I have like a kid's sandbox in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
The lid didn't even get blown off. It's like the plastic lid. Yeah. So we really weren't in any danger, and we're sheltering. Mm-hmm. But dude, it's better so safe weird. Than
sorry.
Oh, it's so one came north of us about five. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's 5 miles, Adamsville.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one hit just south of us about another 5 miles. We were right in between two. So it's weird that there wasn't really any wind. They weren't extreme. Mm-hmm. I don't know, we're just, that's the closest I've ever been to being hit by a tornado. I was like, holy crap. This guy's scary.
Yeah. It was a crazy day.
Yeah. So
yeah,
there's that. I thought that was a good idea. If you know you're going to get hit by a tornado, tell somebody where you're freaking sheltering so they can dig out quicker.
Yeah. I mean, that part makes sense. And you know, the sledgehammer, I think it makes sense. It's just kind of only Clayton would think of that.
I like the sledgehammer move. You might like wear out and sweat out your last bits of energy and just die, but then your family can eat your dehydrated, sweaty body.
Yikes.
Anyways, what are you saying there?
So they keep canceling all the practices, so we really haven't had much time to practice baseball or football, but we had our first football game today. So
football.
Flag football.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's good. So season is underway. We went to the Clippers game yesterday. That was fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, busy week.
Were they giving out any? Was that opening day?
No, they had opening day previous week, but it was early on in the season. We had a couple friends get a suite for their son's birthday, one of Gary's friends. So they invited us along, and yeah, it was a good time.
It's always good to have some friends that get some baseball suites. That's a nice move by Gary.
Friends with similar interests.
That too. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We took off. So there's the storm. Yeah, we talked about that, and we took off this week. Jess was on vacation all week, and like you, people know that listen to this, like we work in excavation, so not a good week for doing that. Record flooding over here.
Yeah.
Luckily, you know, I saw they're letting out the reservoir, which my great grandpa actually, like our company, built the Dillon Dam and Reservoir in Muskegon County, which stops the entire downtown otherwise of Zanesville would get flooded. And that used to happen in the past. So I got to spend Jess's vacation with her, which was nice. And it kind of felt like, yeah, it was my vacation too. But it was real wet, like you said. We decided to book a trip, and we drove north, straight due north. We got in our car, our Chevy Tahoe with a new transmission, and we drove due north until we couldn't drive no more. Ran right into Lake Erie in the town of Sandusky. Okay? So that was cool. When we hit water, we're like, well, we got to stop now. It's because that just got there is right. We stopped right at the Jet Express dock, where you can either get in on and go to Put-in Bay or Kelly's Island, or isn't there another one up there?
There is. Those are the two big ones, though.
Yeah, so we stopped and we ate lunch at Daly's Bar up there in Sandusky. I think it is Sandusky, technically. That was a pretty good Irish bar. You would like that. Yeah.
I think I've been there.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that one time that we went to Put-in Bay, we went there for breakfast.
Yeah, well,
I think we did.
You think I was with you?
No, I think I showed up later. That's a story for another time.
Oh wait, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
because all right, I'm with you. Oh, shoot. That's a story for another time.
Yeah.
But so I went to Daly's Bar for the first time. You might know who owns this, our good friend Ben Daly. Actually.
Really?
He's in there serving up drinks. Yeah, he's amazing.
He's like, this reminds me of my time back in the SEALs.
He's actually confused that he's like a Lake Erie bartender. All right. It wasn't Ben Daly, but it was Daly's Bar. And it is a really good spot. We had lunch there. It was good. It was delicious. We ended up booking a couple nights. Well, actually one night at the Great Wolf Lodge. So that was pretty fun. It's like a big indoor water park up there.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's funny. Jess actually told me this last week that you guys were doing that, and we are going to Great Wolf Lodge next week, but we're going to the one in Cincinnati. So,
dang, what? Why are you doing that? No, I really didn't know there was one in Cincinnati.
It's like just north. It's at the same area as Kings Island. It's the Mason, Ohio.
Yeah. Makes sense. But I guess I've been to Kings Island many times, and I just never noticed the Great Wolf Lodge down there. But if you don't know what it is, there's many all over the country, I believe, of Great Wolf. But man, you better get your big boy pants on. That's like a marathon for parents.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. It's exhausting, but it's really fun.
We went a couple years ago, took just the two older ones, and it was a good time.
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, yeah.
You just don't want to try the Sandusky one?
Well, that one we were coming back from wherever we had stayed. I think we were in staying in Kentucky. And then we were on our way back and we did a night at Great Wolf Lodge on the way back. Nice. To kind of break up the trip a little bit. So
I have to say, I give it a thumbs up. It was fun. It was worth it. I was skeptical, but I was trying to do something. I was like, you know, we were kicking around a few different things, like, you know, get a cabin in Hawking Hills or, you know, just a quick weekend, quick hitter trip. And I give it a 2 thumbs up. It was fun. The girls were in heaven. Like, I saw the magic in their eyes. They were having so much fun. It was a blast. It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot with three, but it was a blast. And you seen some wore out parents. And, but it is very 90s and very fun. And I have to say, the Cleveland one, I was impressed with the staff, man. Like, they were really, I don't know, they're really all really nice and really nice to the kids. And like, they like are always doing something in the front of the lodge. Like, they almost got like every hour planned out some activity for all the kids to do. And these
they bring
people,
out like mascots and stuff to like read stories and
mascots.
Do all kinds of stuff.
And I mean, every time I walked out, they're like, they're doing mascots, a bunch of play stuff out, like they're dragging stuff out. This morning they were doing yoga. Like, I walked out, there's a bunch of kids. There's a bunch of kids doing yoga with like a character. And like, wow, this is amazing. But I hats off to him, man. I was because we drove by another one on the way there. I was like, what the heck is it called? I'm gonna butcher this.
Kalahari.
Yeah. We drove by it like on the way to ours. I was like, damn, that Kalahari looks pretty nice over there.
Yeah.
And then I drove up to the Great Wolf Lodge. Like, I was like, I might have screwed up on the reservation, right?
Yeah.
But I was actually pleasantly surprised with, you know, the Great Wolf Lodge. But I would I didn't even know Kalahari existed.
Yeah.
But it's huge.
It's funny. We have a couple friends from in town that are going up to Cleveland to watch the solar eclipse, right?
Oh yeah, that's the big next big topic we're gonna have to talk about.
Yeah, I had that down for current events, so we didn't.
But we're gonna hit. We're gonna
hit it now. So they actually went up tonight for the eclipse. That's tomorrow, Monday. But they couldn't find a hotel. The only place in Cleveland that they could find was Kalahari.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They got a room at Kalahari. Like,
well, that's perfect. A great pick.
Yeah.
That place is huge, man.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been there?
I don't believe I've been to Kalahari now.
You got to try it out. You're just like addicted to Great Wolf Lodge.
Well, this will be my second time going. So, I guess you could say I'm addicted.
I would say. I mean, I gave it 2 thumbs up, but am I going back? I don't know.
Yeah.
They have the Cincinnati one. Do they have the Magi Quest? The kids go around with the wands and stuff.
Yep.
Do your boys enjoy that?
Huh. Don't you have to like pay extra for the wands?
Yeah, dude. But we bought the Wolf Pass, man. We got all that stuff. See? It's worth it.
Yeah.
You ain't about it? You ain't about the Wolf Pass?
No.
It's like $80 and your kid gets to do everything the entire resort has to offer.
If we would have been staying there for more than a day, then probably, but meh.
Dude, that Wolf Pass, so there's all these activities scattered throughout the place. I just like, we were looking at it, and I looked at my wife and she's like kind of giving me the come on Craig look, like, because I know it was like $80 and they get to do this magic quest thing, they get a, you know, a scoop of ice cream, like $5 at the arcade, a bag of candy at the candy shop, they fill up their own candy, bowling, the hell else, a Build-A-Bear. That is enough. I was like well all right, Wolf Passes. Those girls were so happy, and they just get to go around and like check off their car. It made us do all the stuff the place had to offer. I don't know. It was a good enough value. So it was fun. That just blew $160 real quick there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but they were so happy.
That's what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. But what was funny, when we were at the Great Wolf Lodge, we were getting ready to leave, and we're sitting there. Sandusky's right in the total eclipse path. And they're all eclipsed out, like a lot of these bigger towns and, you know, places that are tourist destinations anyway are expected to get hit super hard with like eclipse tourists. Yeah,
definitely.
Which is a whole thing. We were sitting there. I've been kind of down. Apparently, I've been downplaying the eclipse, like in our family talks, because me and Jess started talking about it when we were sitting on a bench. The girls were eating Dippin' Dots at the Great Wolf Lodge, and there I was like, said something about the eclipse to my wife, and Stella's like, it's really not that big of a deal. It's just an eclipse. Just sun just goes in front of the, or the moon just goes in front of the sun for a little bit. And then some lady heard her say that, and she turned her head and she said, solar eclipse is a big deal, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I work for NASA, blah, blah, blah. And she like started giving this whole spiel about, you know, the eclipse. Now it's once in a lifetime thing, this, that, and the other. And Stella was just looking at me, like side-eyeing me and just like smiling. She's like, we're both like thinking, this woman, I know, like, Stella was thinking, this woman's cuckoo.
Dad, please make her stop.
But she's going on and on and on. And I'm like, well, I guess I messed that up.
Yeah.
Gary, but it's a big deal, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's cool. Gary is, he's been telling us about how big of a deal it is. He's super excited. He says that it's a once in a lifetime thing. It won't happen again for another 200 years. So,
I don't think that's true.
I don't either, but I didn't want to burst his bubble.
I think the next one's scheduled to come through the United States in 2099. So he's a little off. I'll give him some slack. He is our spiritual leader. So when I will be about, well, I'll be like 100, and I'll be checking that baby out of it, and I can always be like, remember when? Or, well, actually, I'll be dead, and Jess will still be alive. She'll be 100, and she's like, yeah, I remember when the last eclipse came through. We went to the Great Wolf Lodge. Craig was telling everybody.
It's not a big deal.
Little Jess.
And then Stella will be like 80. And she'll be like, Jess, well, that daddy.
Jess will probably have
some crazy NASA lady.
She'll have a Jess will have a mustache of her own.
Yeah.
And some whiskers.
Oh, man.
This can be the solar eclipse episode.
Solar eclipse episode.
So are you guys in totality?
I think we're like right on the edge of it. So we'll probably see some, but not like the full view, you know?
So are you one of the, is your company one of those companies that you're off work tomorrow?
No.
Solar eclipse?
No.
So what are you doing? Are you leaving early?
Well, I have to get Gary, because his school is closed, so I have to take him to my mom's house, and then I have to pick him up afterwards. So depending on what time it comes through, how things are going, tomorrow may or may not see it. We'll just have to,
you'd be like on the road, you'd be one of those on the road eclipses,
probably,
which is, if you didn't know, that is illegal
to be driving.
Yeah, you actually go to jail. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So we actually told somebody at work, we told somebody they're like traveling that day. And we told them that they had to have solar eclipse glasses. They're from Pennsylvania. We said in Ohio, they made a law that you have to have the solar eclipse glasses on in order to drive during the eclipse, which of course is not true. If you're listening to this in Ohio, that's not true. We were messing with them. But they're like, oh man, I'm going to be driving in Ohio that day. I'm going to have to, right, like, where can I get a pair of glasses? We're like, Amazon. Most people get them on Amazon.
We got some glasses. Well, the girls' school is canceled tomorrow as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Some people say it's because of liability, because they don't want kids staring at the sun and damaging their eyes.
Probably.
Some are saying, you know, it's just the chance that gives the kids a chance to do something. You know,
once in a lifetime thing.
Once in a lifetime event.
Yep.
But it's, I think it's hitting at 3, and like most schools will kind of be out anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know
some people say it's the end of the world.
Yeah, it's also could be the end of the world.
I've heard a lot of apocalypse theories about this.
Really? Yeah. The company we're contracting for is actually, you know, we're going to have to do an hour stand down while the eclipse is going, which that kind of makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that, I think that's the most reasonable course of action.
Probably.
Because you don't want the light screwing with you. We're operating in the 97% totality. So
yeah.
Like it's going to be like a little shadow.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I think people are jazzed up to monetize off of it. That's the whole, it's a big tourist bullcrap thing, man.
You don't say.
Yeah. I think I just cracked the code right here live on air.
Yeah.
Yeah. There I figured it out. I figured it out.
They want your money.
Wow. I'll be darned. Okay. Well, now that we figure that out, I don't know. I'm just going to be, I don't have eclipse glasses, so I'm just going to be looking at it. Because my,
they say definitely don't do that.
But then, I don't know that. And then, you know, whoever I'm working for at the time is just going to have to suffer the consequences of my lawyer.
This is a workers' comp case.
I'm just not going to be able to see after this, I feel.
They did not provide you with adequate protection for the day.
Well, you said something seemed like a lie, and the NASA lady said something about something, and I'm just confused. Just a confused man.
To be fair, you were confused before we started this conversation and before NASA lady started talking to you, so.
Yes. I guess I'll just revert back to my status quo. It's not a big deal.
It's not kinda a big deal. It's a money grab.
Kind of like the tornado thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not a big deal.
So are you going to get your sledgehammer for the solar eclipse?
Actually, should I call Clayton right now and see what his solar eclipse advice is?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, let's see if we can get him. Okay. Because actually, the sledgehammer advice is good. So let's call Clayton. All right. See if we can get him. I'll be disappointed if we can't.
Hello.
Hey, Clayton.
What's up?
Oh, you're live on the True Patriot podcast.
Oh, nice.
We were just talking about how you had really good advice for the tornado, for the sledgehammer, for the tornado, for the sledgehammer in the basement.
Oh, yep, I go down there.
Yep, it should be a part of everyone's disaster plan, but we were wondering what your thoughts are on this solar eclipse. Is there anything you're doing to prepare for the solar eclipse?
I've had zero thought or interest in the eclipse.
So it's a total sham? Like, is that a stance?
Brittany's going to watch it, but I haven't been in the eclipse loop.
Does she have glasses?
It's Craig. I'm live on True Patriot podcast. Call it. Craig called me. I'm live on True Patriot podcast. Phone tapped.
Okay.
He asked me about the eclipse. So I said I haven't thought about it. Brittany might give you some insight on it.
I didn't know what we should do to protect ourselves.
You're supposed to have glasses, but I'm probably going to look at it anyway.
What about the traffic and the people and the preparedness?
About the eclipse, nothing's going to happen. It's like YTK. It's like,
what about the people?
No, they're fine.
They're going to be corralled like mice.
COVID. It's like a scam.
Okay.
See? Money grab.
Yeah, money grab.
Yeah, I have no idea. I haven't watched it.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
See?
Okay. Kinda, so,
yeah, there's your advice. There's your advice. I'd say make sure you definitely, like, I'd say if you're going to drive and you want my true advice, if you're going to drive, it's necessary for you to drive, you should have your car fully stocked with weapons, all gas, maybe some solar panels, maybe some extra food, water, something to cook with, enough clothing to stay warm.
Basically, like, go camping.
Yeah, basically go camping, but have all, like, have your ARs, pistols, shotguns, everything locked and loaded. You don't know how long you're going to be out there. It's going to be mayhem.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, let's go into the real talk.
All right. Let's get out. So, real talk this week. I was actually... I found a verse in the Bible that kind of caught my attention. I was reading out of Matthew 6:21, and I came across, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And this one stopped me in my tracks, but not for the reason that you would think. It's because I recognize this from somewhere else, like from not the Bible, right?
Say it again, slower for us smooth brains.
Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
There will your heart be also. Yes. So yeah. Basically, where your treasure is where your heart is.
Right? Yeah.
So this is Jesus, preaching his sermon, and he's telling us, basically we need to look at the things that we value and make sure that we're valuing the right things. Right.
So where did you hear this as well?
So I recognized this when I ran across it. This is the words. These are the words, that were written on the grave of Ariana Dumbledore in the Harry Potter series.
You're kidding me.
I swear.
Wow.
Yeah. So, it like caught me off guard. I was like,
the Bible stuff, wasn't with it. Is that what you're saying?
It was not. So it was like, I was like, whoa, that's a Dumbledore quote, but it's actually Dumbledore's quoting Jesus. How about that?
It's funny how most things like that make a lot of sense. Great advice, like our best real talks.
Yeah,
when you pull them out of the Bible, isn't that crazy?
It is.
Like,
it
wow,
is
crazy. where do you draw all this knowledge? Guess what? Then the Bible.
But even like when,
guess what? <It's> like,
yeah. So like, that's a story that I grew up reading as a kid. Even like, there are Christians that think that we shouldn't even be reading Harry Potter because, it's witchcraft and it's,
but it's fiction.
It's fiction. Right. But it's a kid's story. Right. But, Dumbledore was like the wise man of the story. He's the headmaster, the best teacher. Right. He is pulling this from the Bible. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. So
that made me pause.
JK Rowling, public outspoken Christian, did not know that until you just said that. So
I did not either.
It's funny that people would tell you, Christians would tell you not to read Harry Potter.
Yeah,
but she definitely is.
Good. So yeah, I figured, once I stopped on that verse, that that would be kind of a good time to dive a little deeper into the meaning and kind of talk about, what he's saying and why we should be doing this. Right.
My gut reaction is just like, yeah, like that makes sense.
It does.
Like where
your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Yeah. Like what? And then it's really good. It's a profound. What I like about it is it makes you think. Like,
it does.
What am I? When you slow it down, just such a short sentence. But like, where your treasure lies. Like, what do you treasure? That's your first question you need to ask yourself. When you answer that question, you might be sickened. It's a good reflection. I'm glad you brought this up as a real talk, because I think it's a good time to reflect on what you're treasuring in life, in this world, because, you know, there lies your heart. Like, I don't know. It's so deeper than it seems.
I think of it as, your heart is your actions. The things that you do, you're always going to follow your heart, right? That's what you want. It's what you desire. It's what you are. It drives you to do the things that you do every day, right? So when your heart is chasing the wrong treasure, when you're chasing things like money and fame and, material objects, it's causing, your heart to follow the wrong path and choose the incorrect desire, right? So when you put your treasure in godly things, right, and your relationship with God and your journey to heaven, your path to heaven, it leads you down the correct path and it puts your heart in the right place. So I think that's kind of what Jesus was saying. He goes on to say, you cannot serve two masters. You must choose one of them. So you cannot, you cannot serve, your own desires. He calls them desires of the flesh, right? These earthly things that you're chasing here in this life, and also chase, the afterlife and, your relationship with God in heaven. You can't do both. You gotta pick one.
When you put it that way, it makes me think of this. I don't know where I heard this, but like there's a two wolves inside every man. Which one are you going to feed? The one you feed is the one that grows. The one you starve is the one that dies. You can feed, the good wolf or the bad wolf, right?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to feed? This might be a little off topic, but I mean that what you said just kind of made me think of that.
Yeah. It's kind of the same idea. There's two masters or two wolves. Same idea.
Yeah. Wolf master. I don't think that's a Christian belief.
No.
It dumbs it down. I mean, for me,
it's probably like some Viking. That's probably like a Viking thing. They follow the wolves or something.
But if it's in the right premise, it's good enough for me, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was that's something I've kind of been reflecting on a lot this week is, maybe my desires, my treasures are not where they should be, right? That's something that I have to evaluate more closely and decide really where do I want to be and what kind of person do I want to be, right?
Yeah. I find myself asking myself that question often, obviously part of this society and this life we live in, like money has a clear use and it's needed and you need it to provide, but also at what point, I don't know. It's like, what point do you have enough and are you giving enough to your family? I guess, I don't know. It's a weird, dichotomy there. Like I find myself asking it often. I really do. Like, because sometimes I'm always chasing that dollar. And then it's just kind of like the Great Wolf Lodge thing is like, well, what for? Like, why am I doing this? And then you need to really, if you're chasing that dollar, at some point you're going to need to spend it on whom and on what. And that's when I come back to like, well, I'm going to spend it on my family. I'm going to buy back time to spend quality time, with my kids, with my wife, with my friends. I mean, that's why.
Right.
And then, in moments of, I call it weakness, is when I spend it on myself. And it sickens me. And I really don't do it much anymore. I guess as I've grown as a man, I'm not spending on myself because I really don't care. Like, I don't need anything more than what I already have. It's just where's your treasure? What are you treasuring with that dollar bill you treat so covetously when you get it? You know, I don't know if that's a word. That might be a Craig word.
I think that's a Craig word. Covetously.
Covet that dollar. But you do. You get it, and it's yours. It's like,
yeah.
Then what? Then what you spend it on is almost your treasure in modern terms.
It's not just your dollars that you're earning. It's also your time, right? How do you spend your time, so that you can still lead this life and chase this treasure that you're after, right? So I mean, it is your money, it is your treasure, or your time.
The other gift you can give those around you and your family is, the gift of the Word of God. That's something I've been trying to prioritize as a, a new dad. I guess I'm not really new anymore. My third go around now, and I have three kids, so I'm trying to give them that foundation. I think it's a gift you should give to your kids and others you care about, and not like demand that, anything of them. But
on that topic, I have a funny, a cute story.
Let's hear it.
So we went to church this morning, and of course the kids go to the Sunday school and everything like that for the kids.
Kids
time at church. Kids time. Right?
Yeah.
So they
pedophile
like
file time.
They teach like they teach lessons on like a kid's level rather than an adult's level, right? Kind of keep them entertained. They play games, that sort of stuff. So we walk out of there today, and Henry goes, "Mommy, did you know that we all have a light inside of us? And when we're being nice, we're shining that light. But when we're not being nice, we're turning it off." Like, yeah, you got it. You got to let your light shine, man. So yeah.
He's serious. He really thinks there's a light in there.
Oh, yeah.
It is kind of true.
It is. Absolutely, it is. So she says, yeah, and not only do you have a light that you can shine, but if you shine it bright enough, you can help other people shine their light too.
Ain't that the truth, though?
Yeah.
Like, so, wow. Dude, there's light shining on me right now.
Where'd that come from?
Perfect. No, but isn't that funny though? Like, you can change. You can be that light. You can change the whole mood of a room by your positive outlook. And that's kind of it's really actually intentional. You ever just gone to work and you're having a bad day, and you can really change the temperature of any place you are by your kindness, and you can really be that light anywhere you go, and you should
lift people
like
up.
It's
great. I feel like that's a real talk in itself.
It'd be the
light. We could probably do a real talk on that.
We'll get Henry on there. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go, man, you can just be the light, just like them Great Wolf Lodge people. Like, they were they're playing with the kids. Like, they'd probably be fired if they didn't, but.
Yeah,
I thought that was there's some light there. I mean, just some magic there, man. I mean, you got anything else?
No, I think that's it. I think I would just ask the listeners, what have you been treasuring? Is it the right thing? Is it where you want to be? Is it the path that you want to be on? And if it's not, maybe it's time to look at what you're chasing.
I couldn't agree more. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I myself haven't, asked myself those questions and at times been sickened by, ask yourself for real, what have you been treasuring lately? And you might be sickened and might want to change your ways a little bit. Maybe not. Maybe you're doing good. Maybe you didn't even need to listen to any of that crap, but maybe it's a good reminder for you. So. Let's move on to Patriot of the Week.
Yeah, my Patriot of the Week is Gene Pollard of Macon, Georgia. So Gene is 93 years old. He He worked for the Department of Defense back during World War II. He says he was in Berlin when the wall came down. He brought home part of it. He returned home after the war. He played for the Macon Peaches, which is a Cubs minor league affiliate, you know, playing some professional baseball.
That's also what my daughter named her stuffed animal from the Build-A-Bear today.
Peaches?
Yeah, Peaches.
Nice. Okay. Anyway, Gene says that he likes to stay fit, stay active, and he does 1,000 push-ups a day, 5 days a week. At 93 years old, he does 1,000 push-ups every day. He says he takes the weekends off, but every Monday through Friday, every day, he does 1,000 push-ups. He just drops and, you know, drop and give me 50, drop and give me 20, just throughout the day.
What's this guy's name?
Gene Pollard.
Is he, dude, he's got to have a chest like a damn whiskey barrel.
You would think. Yeah, he's
Gene Pollard.
He doesn't look like it. I mean, he's 93 years old. But
all right, I'm going to watch a video of this guy.
Strangest thing that you've ever done before.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
They said he enjoys playing pool and building furniture in his spare time. So he's obviously retired now, so he likes to.
I love that.
Yeah.
There's a video of him. He's like, he's doing exercises.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Oh, he's got like Converse. He's got the oldest sneakers on I've ever seen. Let's see if he can get any more. I want some push-ups. Oh, yeah. Hey, looks great for 93.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
He's got a little bike he pedaled on.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Here he is getting some reps in. Hold on.
There you go.
There it is.
There's the video. That is quite a video there.
That's the like the view of the floor, just him pushing up there. It's a little graphic.
Yeah.
But, hey. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
1,000 push-ups a day.
1,000 push-ups a day. That's impressive.
Dude. Anyone listening to the tomorrow, Monday, whenever you listen to this, might be too late in the day to start it, but the day after, I challenge every one of you to do 1,000 push-ups. Let's all do it.
Let's try it.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Not right now. It's like 8 o'clock, but let's do the Gene Pollard method, man. Then we'll check back next week. My Patriot of the week is the management of the Baltimore Ravens and the Baltimore Orioles. They've came together and decided to donate $10 million to the Baltimore Bridge, Francis Scott Key Bridge. So, yeah. I mean, didn't have to do that.
No, that's solid, I mean, that's taking care of their community, right? I am not a Ravens fan, but this is a good move.
Yep. On another note there, what is an Oriole?
It's a bird.
Is it like a robin?
Kinda. Similar.
Okay.
It's like a songbird, yeah.
Okay. I knew it was a bird, but I just didn't know if Oriole was another name for robin.
They're different.
Okay. Okay. All right. Time for Patriot Picks.
All right.
Right. What do you want to do?
Give me heads.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, thought you were ready.
You want heads?
There's a head there.
That's all you need to know. I mean, really. And you get
And there's the tail.
it's an elk or something. What is it?
Yeah.
Now, this is a
doesn't count. It was Canadian.
It's not Canadian. It's a Salt River Bay 2020 tail. It looked like I don't know.
Interesting.
You want to introduce our Patriot picks this week?
Yeah. This week we're going to talk about amusement parks. We are a big amusement park podcast. Maybe the number one in the world.
When it comes to
amusement parks?
What are you treasuring, man? What are you treasuring here?
We do seem to go to a lot of amusement parks between the two of us. So, yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that? I don't know.
I think I got to blame the wives.
I think I got to blame the kids. I think I got to blame it on I'm just treasuring amusement parks.
What's You're up treasuring with that? The time that you spend with your kids.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I know that's what it is. But if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about the best ones.
Yes.
All right. So I'm first. I got how many?
You pick one.
All right. Well, obviously, I'm going to go with all amusement parks for my first pick.
Okay. And now we're done. Thanks.
Just struggling.
Yeah.
This is hard. But if I got to take numero uno, here's the problem. We're both in Ohio. There's a lot we haven't seen, and I realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody has a great suggestion for top amusement parks, you need to message us.
I feel like Ohio is kind of like a roller coaster capital.
I do. It yeah. is. So our list is going to be a little Ohio partial, but man, it's a really heavy top theme park area. But if I got numero uno, I'm going to have to take Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Ah.
It just got to be number one.
Are you? So you're just taking all the parks?
I think I can do that. I don't know. I mean... Yeah,
I guess. Do you at least have a favorite park?
I haven't even been to all the parks, dude. So how can I have a favorite one? I've been to Magic Kingdom and Epcot.
Which one's better?
I mean, they're very different.
They're very different. Which one do you prefer?
Well, I guess Magic Kingdom, because
there is no wrong answer here. It's a total opinion, right?
Magic Kingdom, but it's a whole resort of parks. But yeah, they're different. They each cost $150 to get into each one.
Yeah. My wife prefers Magic Kingdom. I prefer Epcot.
Yeah, because there's alcohol there for you to guzzle.
Well, even if there wasn't, I like the whole idea of like all the different countries. I think that's cool, even if there's not alcohol there.
That's all even in just the
like going around eating the food. I would still enjoy that.
Oh, and better food.
They also have the best roller coaster I've ever been on at Epcot.
What's that?
Guardians of the Galaxy. That was the
best roller coaster I've been on.
The best one that I've ever ridden.
Why? It
was awesome.
What?
Because it was awesome.
Why? Just tell me. Just tell me why.
So you have to like go through the. You know, you're in this big room. And they're playing like they've got the characters from the movie and they're like, oh, this big problem's coming. This big monster's coming. We got to run away from them. Right. So they're fighting over who's going to drive the spaceship. And then they put you in a car and it's like you're in the spaceship. Right. And they're blasting the music from like Guardians of the Galaxy style music. Right. It's kind of like 80s theme.
I can dig that.
Yeah, but the roller coaster, like the car swivels, right? So you're like turning while you're going down the track and you're like going through wormholes. And then there's like one part where you're like going around this big moon and it's just, you gotta ride it. You have to experience it to understand what I'm saying.
I feel like we need to Patriot picks on top roller coasters, but dude, if you want to talk about top roller coasters, man, Millennium Force. Have you ever rode Millennium Force?
Dude, we have a whole amusement park thing to go here. You made it so that I couldn't pick Epcot.
That's fine.
That's why I'm telling you about
it.
Now you're going to start talking about other parks that I might pick.
Have you rode the Beast?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. But I think Walt Disney World is all the parks. Kind of like its own little, I don't know. When I say Walt Disney World,
I think you get the parks, all of them.
I think so.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, what's your second pick?
All right. My pick is, first pick's Universal Studios.
Okay.
Also in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, Orlando's the hub.
Orlando, yeah. They have the Harry Potter World, which, of course.
I haven't been there in about 25 years.
Yeah. Got to get down there, check it out. They're actually opening up a new section. It's going to be like Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're also going to build another part to the Harry Potter world. So they're going to build like right now they have they have one that's like Hogsmeade, right? And then they have one that is London. So it's like Diagon Alley. And you can take a train back and forth between them, right? So now they're going to build a Ministry of Magic beside that. And then it's going to be like beside the Mario world.
Did you happen to get your son onto the Harry Potter train somehow?
No.
So he goes there and he's like, this sucks.
They have not been to Universal yet. My wife and I went, just the two of us. It's more for like teenagers and older. It's not for kids. I mean, there's parts of it that are, but you're going to have a lot more fun with.
Do they still have the classic Jaws ride?
Yeah, I think they did. It's been a few years since I've been there, but I think it's still there.
So it was there when you were there?
I think so.
I think it's gone.
Might be gone.
No, I think it's still there. Ah. In 2012, the attraction was removed from the theme park to make room for the second phase expansion of Harry Potter World.
There you go. So it was not there when I was there.
Yep, it was not.
I thought I saw Joel's son. Maybe not. Anyway.
I went there when I was a kid, dude, and that's the only thing I remember.
Yeah.
That, and I think it was there. I got kissed by April from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Gave me a big smooch.
Yeah.
I got the lipstick on my cheek.
And that was when you decided you wanted to be a Ninja Turtle.
That is when I decided in the sewers. That I was definitely not gay. Got that smooch from April and her yellow jumpsuit, red lips.
There you go.
Okay. You get another one.
My next pick is Cedar Point. Talking about Millennium Force. Cedar Point. It's again in Sandusky, Ohio.
Took a gander at it this week.
Yeah, it's got some pretty awesome roller coasters. It's a great place to be.
It's kind of like out there, jutted out onto Lake Erie too. It's like its own little island, which I haven't been there in, gosh, at least 10 years. So I saw it when we were there this week. I was kind of itching to go back. There's a lot there, you know, since I've been there.
Yeah.
I think they're opening a new coaster this year, like Top Thrill Dragster 2 or something.
They used to do one like every year, it seemed. They had a brand new one.
Yeah. But I mean, Millennium Force is kind of like iconic.
Yeah.
It's not their fastest coaster or whatever, but it's still pretty epic. I need to go back. When's the last time you were there?
It's been a few years. It's been a while. Too long is the answer.
Too long. Hey, maybe we should plan like a couple's Cedar Point trip.
There you go. Plan it.
Let's do it. Oh, you want me to plan it?
I'm yeah, awful. Do it.
That'd be fun. I mean, just a day trip, you know. How bad could it be watching three or four kids for one day?
Yeah.
Come on, Grandma. So I got two now.
Yep.
Now, see, this is tough.
This is where we run into trouble.
Yeah. So I'm going to, obviously, I'm an Ohio guy. I'm going to pick Kings Island.
Yeah.
It's a great theme park. Lots of solid coasters. Not quite Cedar Point class coasters for the adults, but man, they're still mm-hmm. pretty solid. And yeah. you got the Beast is still there. Mm-hmm. It's like the longest wooden roller coaster. The Blue and Red Racers, I believe, are still going. I'm not positive. But the cool thing is they got the kids land, kid friendly, and the park is actually split in half. You can ride roller coasters half the day, and you also get free admission into their water park, which is also huge.
Yeah.
So it's like you get to split your day between the coasters and the water park, and it's always summertime. Like theme park season is summertime, and it's always hot. So you brave the rides and the lines for a while, and then you get to go cool off in the water park, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So Cedar Point or Kings Island.
Yeah.
Sorry. I want to go to Cedar Point, but I'm picking Kings Island. Great for kids and solid for adults too. Then I'm going to have to go with number three. This is tough.
This is why it sucks that you pick all the Disney parks, because you could split them up and have multiple picks.
Well, I guess I'm going back. We've already talked about this like last time I was on the show. SeaWorld. I like SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Blackfish is just propaganda.
I've been there in the last couple weeks, actually.
SeaWorld's cool. SeaWorld's nice. Fun. Those animals are very happy.
Yep.
There for our viewing pleasure.
They looked happy when I was there. They were waving to me.
Very solid for kids and adults.
Yes.
The kids like it too. So what you got? Number three.
So for my last pick, I'm going to go with Dollywood down in Pigeon Forge. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been there. So
yeah.
We went down there that one year, I think it was like shut down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, tell me about Dolly World.
I've never been, but it looks cool.
Holy.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No. So,
but it looks awesome.
No wonder you were so mad that I took all the Disney parks.
Right.
Because you're done.
Yeah, you're I was out of things on the list. So tell us what we missed.
We missed a pretty good theme park. I think it's in Virginia. Busch Gardens is a pretty good theme park.
It's in, at least there's one of them in Florida. That's in St. Pete, I think.
Busch Gardens. I'm going to sound really dumb. Where's Williamsburg?
Williamsburg, Virginia.
I did it right. Yeah, it's in Virginia. It's a pretty good theme park. Obviously, like owned by Anheuser-Busch, but they got a lot of smooth coasters.
Yeah.
And I have been there before. I was a little kid and I was too scared to ride any of them, but that's what I heard.
They just, when I just needed, you just need someone there, a pretty girl there to give you a kiss, to give you the confidence to go on a ride.
I mean, it's in Williamsburg, Virginia. And I really do remember when I was a kid, like it was like really meticulously maintained. It was beautiful. I was just a young, I was probably 10. So at that age, like I was like old enough to like know roller coasters were scary, but too much of a pussy to like ride them. Like, I don't know. It was stupid. I was even there. Dumb. But I'd like to go back. What are their top theme parks? I don't know. That's the only ones I've ever been to. Yeah. As well. That was the only other one I had in the chamber.
Well, when you grow up in Ohio, you just go Cedar Point, Kings Island, right? And then if you go to Florida, you go to Disney Universal SeaWorld.
Well, obviously, you got Walt Disneyland over there in California.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit Google, the top one of all on Google, Cedar Point.
Look at that.
So we are not too far off.
Yeah.
And then we got Walt Disney World. It's all encompassing.
Okay.
They're not partialing out the kingdoms.
Up. Okay.
Then we got Disneyland at number 3.
Okay.
Busch Gardens, Tampa Bay is number 4, which I didn't know that was there.
Yeah.
So hey, we're doing pretty good. Kings Island number 5. We're hot on the list. See, Dollywood 6.
Hey, how about it?
Magic Kingdom Park 7 somehow.
Explain somehow. That one. Explain that one.
we got Universal Studios Hollywood, which is in LA. Number 8,
Hershey Park, Pennsylvania. Yep.
I can't even pronounce this. No, Nobles. That's in Pennsylvania as well. Largest free admission amusement park. You pay for the rides after you get in the park. You can walk through the pearly gates of Nobles for free, but you have to pay to ride the rides. Okay. I don't know where that is. Number 9, Universal Orlando, which is on your list. Number 6, Six Flags, Magic Mountain.
Number 10.
Number 10. Sorry. there's all kinds of numbers and stuff pointing at me. Six Flags, Magic Mountain, which is located in Valencia, California. 20 coasters, 260-acre park. The rest, just not notable. I'm just kidding, but it's Knott's Berry Farm, Universal Islands of Adventure. Don't know where that is. Yeah, we actually did pretty good. Another Busch Gardens, like more knockoffs.
Yeah.
There's Kennywood.
That's in Pennsylvania. It's like around Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Dollywood, but yeah, those are the big ones. Yeah, we kind of hit them all. We did pretty good. See? Yeah. I've never been to a Six Flags. They're kind of like a chain.
Yeah.
To get around. All right. Current events.
The only thing I had to talk about was the solar eclipse. I mean, you kind of hit that already.
It's a lot of danger.
Everybody losing their mind over the solar eclipse.
It's a lot of danger, and you need to have a lot of gas. You might want to, so much traffic, you might want to have like 10, 15 gallons of gas in your trunk of your car.
I'll just have to make sure that I bring my freedom vest. It will protect me.
Okay. that and bunch of weapons.
Yeah.
Bunch of
freedom vest. We've talked about this. It can be used as a weapon.
You use it as a weapon. maybe like, make sure you got all your spare tire equipment in the car. I know everybody has a spare tire, but sometimes you're funking around with that equipment. You've took the jack out of your car to jack up your other car, and you just don't have all the stuff. So put that stuff back in the car. Make
sure it's in the car.
Yeah, come on. All right. You know, if you bought a used car, you just never even check to see if that stuff's in there. So that's the more eclipse advice. Okay. What the crap?
Yeah. My what the crap this week is a doozy.
a doozy?
It's a doozy. This guy's.
Hang on.
All right. Yeah. This one's a doozy. So buckle up. We have a man named Matthew Kearns. He's 58 years old. Back in 1988. He lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he worked at a hot dog stand with a man named William Woods.
Karen worked at a hot dog stand with William Woods.
Yes.
In so what, Albuquerque.
When he left the hot dog stand to find his next journey in life, he decided that he wanted to be William Woods, and he assumed the identity of William Woods. He got ID cards, opened up bank accounts. He got jobs where he told people that his name was William Woods. He was this man, right?
So how did he get ID cards?
I don't know, man. It was the 90s. He found a way.
Okay.
So he bought a car, paid with check. The check bounced, so he stole the car. And there was an arrest warrant issued for Woods.
So but this is actually Kieran.
But it's actually Kieran's. But
this first act is to buy a car with checks that bounce. That must have been his initial plan.
Yes.
But he knew damn well they weren't going to clear. Yeah, he stole a car.
Right. So, yeah, he ends up, the car breaks down, whatever. He gets some more jobs. He kind of bounces around. He meets a woman. He gets married. He has a kid. And he gets married
as William Woods.
Yeah. His kid's name?
Woods.
Still, last name? Still Woods. So then he ends up in 2012. He used some info that he found on Ancestry.com to get a birth certificate in the state of Kentucky. So he has got a brand new birth certificate with William Woods' parents' name on it and everything.
What?
Yeah. He like hacked into the computers with the state of Kentucky and was able to get a birth certificate for himself as William Woods.
Oh, so this is probably Woods' original birth state.
I think so. Must be. Has to be, right?
Has to be.
So wow. He ends up getting a job working in IT security, where he's working. He lives in Wisconsin, but he's working for the University of Iowa on their IT security. It was the University of Iowa Hospital.
Yeah.
He worked there for 10 years as William Woods. Everybody, his coworkers, his boss, everybody thinks he's William Woods.
He's William Woods at this point. He's been him for
20 years,
30 years.
Yeah. So he worked there for the hospital for 10 years. He earned over $700,000. His salary last year was $140,000 per year.
He's got a good,
great job.
William Woods is doing great, right?
William Woods is doing great. The problem then becomes in 2019, the real William Woods was homeless in Los Angeles. And he
Real William Woods was
doing so good. Yeah. He found out that somebody had taken a lot of debt in his name, you know, buying houses and stuff. Right. So he went to the bank to close the account. The problem is they asked him some security questions, and he couldn't answer them correctly because it was set up by fake William Woods. Right. So the bank calls Kieran's, and you know, thinks he's William Woods.
Yeah.
And Kieran's is able to answer the questions correctly. And he tells the bank, nobody in California should have access to my account. It's like, that guy is he's a fraud.
Yeah. And he's homeless, so he obviously is not.
And so So the cops are called and they arrested the real William Woods as Matthew Kieran's.
They changed his name to Kieran.
They thought that he was Kieran's, and the guy on the phone in Wisconsin was William Woods. They got the two backwards. So they arrested Woods for, you know, identity theft. They called him Kieran's, and during the trial, he continued to insist that he's William Woods because he is William Woods. So the judge declared that he was mentally incompetent and he sent him to a mental hospital.
That's
the real William Woods had to go to a mental hospital because somebody stole his identity. So after he gets out of the hospital, he just continues to, contact banks and file disputes like, hey, this is my account. This is my name, all that stuff. He's contacting any law enforcement.
His life is ruined.
It's completely ruined. Finally, he gets in contact with the University of Iowa Police Department and they listen to his story and they start looking into it. And then they question, they actually go to the father, the biological father listed on the birth certificate, and have them do a DNA test, which matched up with real William Woods. So the Iowa Police Department is like, hey, this guy's telling the truth this whole time.
Don't you think they should have done that before they admitted the real William Woods to a mental hospital?
Yeah, they probably should have. But I don't know.
Oh, dude.
Crazy. Crazy.
Somebody's getting sued.
They probably should, yeah. So then, the University of Iowa Police Department, they contact Kieran's and they say, hey, here's what I got. Here's the evidence I have. And he just says, yep, my life's over. He's like, admits to everything, just confesses all of his crimes. And yeah, now he's on trial. He's going through court now and he'll be,
jail.
I think he's now been found guilty. So he's waiting on sentencing.
Yeah. He gets to go to jail now. Why did he do that in the first place?
What? I have no idea. That's what I want to know out of this. Why would he do this? Yeah. I mean, it's not like the guy like William Woods was the guy that like owned the hot dog stand, right? They just worked there together. They were. It's not like he was a millionaire that was. He works at a hot dog stand. He's just a normal dude.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just do this as yourself? I don't know. It's crazy.
I feel like the only reason this went on for so long is because the real William Woods just wasn't doing very well. Like, there's no way this would go on for so long if William Woods happened to not be like homeless status.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, like he's lived his whole life. The even crazier thing is he's lived his whole life since 1988 and like never ran into a problem till like now with this guy. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy. He's like been off the grid completely.
But he works in IT security.
No. I'm talking about the real William Woods.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows what he's been up to?
He's homeless in Los Angeles. Like, you know what he's been up to. Okay. That's like, he was like the perfect victim for that guy because, like, he just wasn't doing anything. He wasn't doing anything with his life, and when he finally decided to, he got arrested. It took him
like 20 years to even question it. Yeah,
he got arrested,
and then another 10 to prove it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a wild story.
That is what the crap. All right, my what the crap is coming out of Texas. It's coming out of Texas. A woman, Kaylee Morgan, who's a mother of five. It just says Texas. It's off the Onion, so it's kind of hard to read, but I'm just kidding. It's not, but it's in Texas. She rented a library book and, yeah, like mother. Did I say she's a mother of five yet? She's a mother of five. Like mother of fives usually do, they go to the library and get books and take their kids. She rented some books and, eventually, thought she turned them back in. She ended up moving a couple hours away somewhere else in Texas. And she went to the, I think it was the BMV or the, to get her license renewed. Yes, I guess the BMV in a town a couple hours late away. And they informed her that there's a warrant out for her arrest over an unreturned library book. And she was like shocked that there's a warrant out for arrest from some other town in Texas. I guess she was made to go to court. And she offered to pay for the book to, you know, kind of
buy it.
give him a book back. And the judge informed her that it's beyond that. And she's issued a $600 citation that she needs to pay or she will go to jail. So all over a book. What do you think about that?
What book do you think it was?
I don't know what I think it was, but just so you know, no worries. The GoFundMe has been started. She's got a GoFundMe out and she's already raised, you know, $3,700. So that should more than
$3,700.
$3,700. Here's a GoFundMe. Hey y'all, my name is Kaylee. In March 2023, I rented a few books for my homeschooled kids at the Nova Soda Public Library in Grimes County, Texas. I was in the beginning of my pregnancy and having a rough time with hyperemesis, which I don't know what that is, and placenta privia. I know what a placenta is, but I don't know what privia means. During all that, I failed to return the books by the due date. My husband was working in Houston and returned all but one book. The one book he tried to return didn't fit in the Dropbox. They issued me a warrant for arrest, but I never received it as I had changed addresses. Someone signed for it, but the judge wouldn't tell me who. What does that mean? Signed for the warrant. I did not know of the warrant and the $570 ticket until I tried to renew my driver's license. I tried to explain this to Judge Gruner, but she said she did not want to hear my excuses and I needed to take responsibility for my actions. I offered to pay for the missing books, even though I know it got returned. So the book was returned.
But didn't she say earlier that he returned all except for one of them?
Yeah. We were missing something. I don't know. Says, I know it got returned, but like you said, we're missing it. There's a gap here.
Yeah. But she said, my husband was working in Houston and
returned all the one because it didn't fit in the Dropbox. But then she says later, I know it got returned, which whatever, it doesn't matter. She said, we're way beyond that and that I needed to make it right. She told me that by returning books late, I had done the equivalent of walking out of Walmart without paying for merchandise, and they now refuse to reinstate my driver's license until I pay the ticket. And there is also an active warrant out for my arrest in Grimes County. We are a single-income family, barely able to make ends meet with five children, which I'm sure it is, including a three-month-old. This has put a strain on my breastfeeding journey. We all know it's a journey, as I now need a pump in case I literally have to go to jail. She's over library. She's talking about pumping months of milk within a matter of days. She's good. She's got the tickets covered. It's paid. She made $3,000. We're good, but it is crazy that you could have a warrant out for your arrest over a library book.
Yep. That seems crazy, but I guess it's kind of stealing, right?
You got to protect the libraries.
Yeah.
Okay. Sports.
Yeah. First up, we've got the Final Four playing this weekend.
Yeah. I think we might have a winner of the bracket challenge.
We do not. We will not know. We will not know who wins until tomorrow night, Monday night, when UConn versus Purdue play each other.
Why? What happened? I thought you won.
No. So my brother will win if Purdue wins.
Oh.
And I win if Connecticut wins.
Oh, I'm out.
You are out.
Yeah, that's well, I guess I thought you won when I was out.
Yeah. So he's got Purdue winning it all. So, yeah.
I was close.
You're close.
Number three.
Four. Somebody else picked Purdue.
What? Dang it. All right. Well, it's still good. Yeah. I hope you win. Because I see you're not wearing a True Patriot hat.
I'm not right now, no. I have one, but.
Yeah, let's use another one.
Yeah. Why not?
So you got Purdue, UConn.
Yep. Okay. For all the marbles. And then.
All the marbles.
You had today with South Carolina versus Iowa in the women's.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't know if you watched any of that Final Four game, Iowa versus UConn.
No. Oh, the controversial moving pick screen call.
Yeah. So the NCAA definitely rigged it for Caitlin Clark to be in the final. bogus call at the crucial point of the game.
Iowa was winning and
But you don't even give Paige Beckers the shot. You don't even give her a chance. Come on.
Shuffle them feet. You lose the game.
Final four. Rhymes.
Moving screen.
Yeah.
Shuffle them feet. You lose the key.
Well, no. I mean, it's whatever Caitlin Clark needs to make sure that she goes down in history as the greatest of all time, because we all have to bow down to Caitlin Clark so that she doesn't go flopping everywhere.
She's like the heavyweight champ, and you got to beat down the champ. You can't barely beat the champ.
But she's not the champ, because then she lost to South Carolina tonight.
Yeah, they heftily they beat them by a lot. If it was going to be down to the nuts and bolts wire, you're right. There probably would have been a call go her way,
just like it was in the UConn game.
I wouldn't have been surprised, but hey, let's not take away from what Caitlin Clark has done for the sport. She brought what record numbers to the Final Four game.
Yeah.
Probably record numbers.
Remember that I'm a Caitlin Clark hater.
Yeah. I think, wasn't I too?
I don't know. I can't remember where you landed, but
I think we both said that. Or maybe I had to turn pro Caitlin Clark, but she's a great athlete that's brought a lot of a great amount of attention to. I mean, hey, she's good, and you know, there's a lot of skill there. I think it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of waiting on everybody else to turn on her, like I have, because in sports, nobody can be so universally loved, right? eventually, you get to that point, and then people start to hate. You know, like LeBron James is probably the best example, right? Everybody loved LeBron. And then he went to Miami, and it was completely split. People love LeBron or people hate LeBron. So
yeah,
it's I don't know. I'm also a LeBron hater, so it fits that I'm a Caitlin Clark hater.
Well, LeBron is actually a Caitlin Clark hater.
Yeah,
as we saw. Yeah, you didn't see him. He was tweeting about that call.
He's
disgusted. Yeah.
Yeah.
LeBron hates Caitlin Clark. So now you have to choose.
You just can't call that. You can't make that call in that moment.
Yeah, it's pretty.
You know, I mean, it was like, yes, it probably was a foul, but you can't call it. It was like gray enough that you have to let it go.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like you see it fly all the time unless it's the favorite who they want to win, right?
Right.
Dude. Did I talk to you about this is very unrelated, but everybody who listens to the show, the Maysville state championship game, the foul disparaging between the two teams?
I don't know if we talked about it specifically, but
Did I rant about that yet? Dude, they played the state championship in Ohio for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
One team shot 22 foul shots.
Yeah.
They shot zero foul shots.
The entire game.
The other team shot 22 foul shots. And, you know, they lost by like 10 or 12, but like that's the game right there. That was bad, man.
Yeah.
And it felt that.
Did they lose by 20?
They lost by like 10 or 12 or something.
Yeah. So they shoot 50% from the foul line, which they probably did better. I mean, that's the margin of victory, right?
Refs can change the game, but I don't think it was that bad of a fix for UConn to lose. But hey,
they didn't even give them a chance.
Well, they got kind of beat down in the national championship game, which it was a good game still. Like, I think they were within like six with like 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Iowa. I saw it was a good game going up against an undefeated team.
Yeah, South Carolina's so good.
Nothing to hang their hat on. They gave them a good game. You hater.
The best team won.
I guess. I mean, that's kind of what usually.
And now we don't have to hear about Caitlin Clark anymore because she's going to go to the WNBA.
I think she's going to bring a lot of. What team she's going to get drafted by? They say she's like kind of universal number one.
Yeah. She'll definitely be the first pick. I don't know who is going to have it.
Oh, something pop we quiz. Lost.
Name a WNBA team. One of them. Name one.
The Dallas Stars.
That's hockey. Men's hockey.
The Stars.
Still not. I don't think that's a WNBA team.
The... Whatever team Caitlin Clark goes to, that's who I will know. Now,
I think I've made my point here.
The Rumble is the Rumble.
Is that a team? Where are they from?
Hold on. There is a Stars.
Is there? Where are they from?
I'm trying to figure this out. All right. Quit jerking on my chain, man. Dang. WNBA Stars team. Yeah, San Antonio Stars.
I don't think so, though.
Okay. I don't.
According to ESPN, there is no San Antonio women's team.
I don't know any WNBA teams. What?
You have the Atlanta Dream, the Chicago Sky, the Connecticut Sun, the Indiana Fever, New York Liberty, Washington Mystics, Dallas is the Wings, Las Vegas is the Aces. That's probably your team. Los Angeles Sparks.
These names suck.
Minnesota Lynx, Phoenix Mercury, and Seattle Storm. Okay. That is the WNBA.
How many teams is that?
12.
They only have 12 teams?
That's what's listed on ESPN.
The problem here is these logos are awful. These logos really suck. The names suck.
Yeah.
But, like, the logos are god awful. Hold on.
Seattle Storm.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the logos. Like, they're just awful. They just, like, suck. They look like I made them. I can't do this very good. Oh, my gosh. This is awful. This is bad podcasting.
Yeah. Bad podcast.
But look at them.
I'm looking at them.
You're trying. Look at these logos. They really suck.
Yeah.
They're nothing. There's just nothing good here. There's only 12. They all suck. They all suck. Like the Connecticut Sun?
Yeah.
Like, look at their logo. It sucks so bad.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, man.
It's just a C, and then there's,
it says sun.
It says sun, and there's a C, and it's like a,
I assume that's supposed to be like a sun, but it looks more like a flower.
They all suck. They all suck. The LA Sparks, their logo sucks. This is the LA Sparks. Just a palm tree with LA and a basketball.
Minnesota's not too bad. The Lynx.
The Seattle Storm.
Yeah.
It doesn't look anything like anything to do with the Storm. It's like a bunch of... The Wings is a... The Dallas Wings is a... Like a unicorn. Yeah. There's a horse with wings.
So I think a lot of these teams are they're supposed to be like a counterpart to their NBA team.
The right? Atlanta Dream.
Yeah.
A with a star on it.
Yeah.
They're weird. They just suck. Their logos suck. They just need all
are
the
we, are we done bashing the WNBA now?
It's just tough to look at these logos. It just needs completely redone, all of it.
Hey, I think you're the man for the job.
I could. Caitlin Clark is the woman for the job.
So, which team, make your prediction, which team is going to draft her?
Where is Caitlin? Probably number one, obviously. Where is Caitlin Clark going? Indiana Fever.
That would fit. If it's rigged, she'll end up in Indiana because that's like the she's from Iowa. She played at Iowa. Indiana's like next door neighbor, you know.
Basic, it is Iowa. Okay. Well, you got any more sports?
I don't.
I do have, since you mentioned LeBron James, his son is,
yeah,
like father like son. He's abandoning his team. He's entered the he's declared for the NBA draft, but also entering the transfer portal. It's like a new thing here. You can just do both.
So you can. I know that like a lot of NBA players will they'll enter the draft, right? They'll kind of go through the pre-draft combine and things like that, interviews. And then if they think that they're not going to get drafted, they can go back to school as long as they don't hire an agent, right?
I guess.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think he'll probably end up – he was not very good his freshman year at USC. I don't know if he's going to get drafted. He may get drafted just because he's LeBron's son. Who knows?
He's probably going to get drafted to the Lakers. Because LeBron is always
there. Might be a team out there. I mean, if you're like, I don't know, one of these smaller teams, why wouldn't you draft him and then try to trade for LeBron and get them both together, right? Why wouldn't you try?
Dude, the Lakers are going to draft him and just make a bunch of money off like merch and the name and everything.
I don't know. Maybe.
This is how,
because LeBron's also like, LeBron is like notorious for like running the organization, right? He decides who comes and goes, and he's like also he like demands a lot of his teammates, and he has no problem calling them out. Is he going to do that to his son? Like, is he going to go sit in a press conference and be like, "My son sucks. He ain't going to cut it. We need better players here."
Is he he's either going to play for the Lakers or he's coming home. Welcome back to the Cavs. We get LeBron and Bronny. And then
when I saw that he was in the portal, my first thought was, well, his second choice was Ohio State. There's a real shot that he goes to play for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's possible.
And LeBron is a Buckeyes fan.
That's what he says.
That's just the truth. Yeah. He's always at the shoe and the shot.
LeBron is he is known for being a fair weather fan. He he roots for the teams that are good, right? So he was an Indians fan when they were playing for the World Series, but he's also a Yankees fan. He's from Akron, right? He says he's always been a Browns fan, and yet he's a Cowboys fan. So I don't know. He's just one of those guys that always he's always rooting for the front runner, right?
Pays to be a winner, don't it?
I guess.
You ever heard that statement?
You ever heard loyalty?
You ever heard it pays to be a winner?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, those are two statements. Okay, is that the show?
I think that's the show.
Okay. All right. Time for a Bible verse.
Galatians 6:9. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:9.
What's that mean?
It means if you do good actions, then probably people would want to be around you and do good things to you. We know we'll be want to be around you, and bad things will happen to you.
Yep, our actions have consequences, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. So what happens if we work hard?
Then good things will happen to us.
Yep. Very.
People want to be around.
Yep. Very good, buddy.
You reap what you sow, man.
Yep.
What is that? What's your quote?
Where your treasure is, there will also be your heart.
Freedom on.